T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Elton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story going mask-free. You can do it now. It's all in the rules in California. If you are at work and you are fully vaccinated, let's get more live this morning from Orange County. Santa Ana, KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
There are some exceptions to that, and it really kind of aligns with the guidelines for the general public, which means workers in public transit, schools, or healthcare facilities, if they're fully vaccinated, they're going to still need to wear that mask. But otherwise, whether they work inside or outside, the fully vaccinated can stop wearing face coverings. Unvaccinated workers, however, still need to wear masks if they work indoors. Now, businesses can also choose to be stricter when it comes to masking. This woman works for a substance abuse program and says her employer wants them to keep wearing a face covering, and she's perfectly fine with that.
I feel safer. Even though I got my 2 vaccines like a few months ago, I think it's better to keep the mask for a little while longer.
This man, however, is ready to be done with masking.
I'm ready for it to stop. I'm waiting for everything to stop. Go back to normal.
Now, the new rules also do away with physical distancing requirements. Reporting live in Santa Ana, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
State tech and health officials are laying out a new plan today to introduce a digital proof of vaccination that you can now use instead of carrying around that little paper card that you were given and that you had in your wallet or maybe your purse. A lot of counterfeits for those. The governor says this is going to be simple.
This is basically taking a card that's a physical card and digitizing it. It's not even that more complicated than that. We'll be an open source system, be the first of its type in the United States. Really proud of the work that's been done on it.
Now, the governor is keen to stress that this is not what he calls a vaccine passport because it's not required. And you can have the option of doing it if you want.
People behind the state's power grid have called for another flex alert, this time between 6 and 9 tonight. The COO of Cal ISO says the temps will be hot again today, as we just heard, especially in Northern California. But he thinks the need for power outages can be avoided.
This is assuming no other conditions change, and I'm not expecting those conditions to change at this point. But if something were to drastically change in terms of the supply or demand picture, that could always change. But at this point, we look like we are in good shape for meeting the demand.
That is if people voluntarily conserve. And again, the flex alert called for between the hours of 6 and 9 tonight.
Well, all across the West, states are grappling with these triple-digit temps. And new research shows the heat waves are rather different than they once were, a lot less humid. Researchers looked at weather data from 6 western states showing humidity dropped about 22% on the hottest, driest days between 1973 and 2019. Here in California, the average drop was 33%.
There was a shooting at a weed clinic in Eagle Rock. One man killed, 2 injured. It was an argument between a couple of guys and a security guard outside the Green Earth Collective. A person in Eagle Rock talked to CBS2 about the incident.
Sometimes I go home late. Yeah, and I'm scared about the news.
Another neighbor talked about the guard on duty.
They have a good security guard. He's fully equipped. You know, he even wears a bulletproof vest.
Well, the LAPD says that security guard is now in critical condition. One suspect was pronounced dead at the hospital, and the other most recently listed in stable condition.
The couple accused in the death of 6-year-old Aiden Leos in that road rage incident last month are going to be in court today. The Times says that a full week went by before Marcus Harris and Wen Lee actually learned that Leos had died. Prosecutors say in that time, Harris actually pointed a gun at a Tesla driver on the 91. Wasn't until a co-worker told Harris about the Leos death that he actually hid the VW that police had been looking for. And apparently he also attempted to change his appearance so they couldn't find him. The two were arrested in Costa Mesa earlier this month.
More people, including myself, have been talking about the sounds of fireworks going off in our neighborhoods. But a new report by Crosstown USC says police have been getting fewer complaints this year than they did last year. The LAPD received 384 reported incidents in May, which is an 80% drop from the same month the previous year. Researchers say the if you're looking at LAPD stations, 77th, which is kind of South L.A., and Foothill up in the northern area are getting the most complaints.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.